Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Thank you for joining us for day two of our relationships article for this month. If you missed day one of our article, I do recommend that you do go on our website or our mobile device or our mobile website and check out our lesson from yesterday. We talked about a really great family from California. They have 12 children, seven of whom have disabilities. And it was a really inspiring article of a family that is reaching out and doing their part to follow God's word and to take care of the orphans of the world. Now today we are shifting gears. We are talking about another subject, but before we get into that, let me introduce our panelists. Again, we have Albert here with us. Thanks for joining us again, Albert.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
Thanks for being here. And we are talking about family, so it's great to have some sisters here in the studio with us. We have Selena and Joy. How are you two today?
Very good. Very good.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. You guys had some really good things to say, so I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say today. Now, today we are talking about the topic of fighting. Have you guys ever fought with people before, Albert?
I'm an only child. The only people that I fight with are elders, such as my parents or teachers. As a kid, I would get sent home with these pink slips. And for students that receive these pink slips, it's usually disciplinary action that's required. Like, I talk back to the teachers. And to answer your question, whether there's such thing as a good fight, from what I've learned, your seniors or your adults or your elders are always right.
Well, I don't know about that, if that's always necessarily true, but, you know, I think it was very daring of you to speak back to your teachers. I don't think I ever dared to do that, to speak back to my elders. I think I definitely fought with my parents. I definitely fought with my brother a lot, and, yeah, so I think as you go through life, you naturally have different challenges with different people because of personalities. Now, sisters, do you guys ever fight?
Well, as kids, we used to fight quite often. But now that I'm off to college and I don't spend a lot of time at home, we don't get the opportunity to. So, I mean, we occasionally would have some name calling, that kind of stuff. But nothing very serious or very
doesn't
bad.
Get physical.
No, it's
not so much.
Not so much not anymore.
Yeah.
Mostly not between me and my sister. Mostly me and my brother.
Yeah.
We would be the more physical part.
Yeah, I feel like boys tend to be a little bit more physical, and girls are kind of more with the words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good with words.
Well, yeah, okay, so our article today is on page 27, and the question is there such thing as a good fight? Now, it says here, ask Mr. Dad. Who is Mr. Dad, Albert?
Mr. Dad is Armin Brandt, and he's just not a regular blogger. He's super dad of super dads. Not only is he a super dad, but he's the super dad. He has an audience of around 2 million Americans. He's been in more than 500 print publications, been interviewed on TV, appeared on radio shows. Right. So he does a lot of parenting advice.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, this is something that I really enjoy reading is, you know, ask advice columns.
Mm-hmm.
This goes back all the way to like the most famous one, which is Dear Abby.
Right.
You write in, and then they'll give you an advice.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So if people are curious, you can visit Armin's website, MrDad.com. That's again, MrDad.com, MrDad.com. And he has a lot of great articles and answers on there about parenting and more specifically fatherhood.
Mm.
I think it is such an important topic that he's dealing with. I think a lot of people don't know how to be good fathers, and there is kind of an absence of good fathering in this world. And I think if we can get more fathers to do their jobs, I really believe that a lot of society's problems will be taken care of and the families will become more stable. So I think what he's doing and what he's writing is actually really, really good. So if you get a chance, you can visit MrDad.com. Now, today we have a question about fighting. And this question is asked by a woman. She is a mom and a wife, and she is wondering about fighting. She fights with her husband, and she wonders if this fighting will affect their children. So let's hear from this woman, and let's hear this question.
Ask Mr. Dad. Is there such a thing as a good fight? Dear Mr. Dad, my husband and I are happily married, but every once in a while we have a huge argument. There's no violence, but plenty of yelling, door slamming, and some occasional name-calling. He and I usually recover pretty quickly, but I'm concerned about the effect our fighting might be having on our kids, who are 7 and 10. Should we be worried, or will the kids get used to it?
That's a really interesting question. All right, so the title of our article is Ask Mr. Dad, Is There Such a Thing as a Good Fight? What do you guys think? Is there such a thing as a good fight? Can you have a good fight?
I'm not very sure. I've never really heard someone say, I just had a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's always not very good to have a fight.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes fighting is a way of communicating. It is not the most ideal way to communicate,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, if there's a problem that reaches that point where you're using words such as name-calling and it's not a very ideal situation, but you're just, you know, you just want to get it out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
hey, this is what's happening.
Right.
I'm frustrated. I'm angry. Please recognize that. And
right.
then maybe from there, what you do afterwards, how you resolve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, before I got married, I got some good advice that actually fighting can be good. It is, like you said, a form of communication as long as, you know, I mean, it's definitely, like you said, not the most ideal way to communicate, but as long as your goal in that fight is to communicate and not to tear the other person down, it can actually be good. I mean, it's definitely better than the option of silence and not talking. You know,
right.
I feel like that kind of tears down the relationship more than actually if you choose to hash it out. But again, the key is you want to fight for each other and for your marriage and the relationship and not fight against each other.
Right. No, I totally understand what you mean. Because like sometimes you got to give people feedback. If you don't, then they're going to continue doing something that they are not even aware of.
Right. And so I think it's important to communicate your feelings, but I think you need to learn how to do it in a healthy way. Now, this woman that we hear from, she and her husband are happily married, but every once in a while, they have a huge argument. Now, what does she say about their arguments? Does it get violent?
She tells us that there's no violence, but there's a lot of yelling and door slamming and occasionally name calling.
So no violence meaning they don't hit each other, there's no physical abuse occurring, but there is a lot of violent behavior, right? A lot of yelling and door slamming and, you know, maybe not in this case, but I know certain couples who, like, throw dishes and
Whoa.
Different things like that, right? So different, definitely violent and aggressive behavior and some occasional name-calling. What do we mean when we're talking about name-calling?
Name-calling is when someone insults someone else by calling them rude names.
Right. Like, for example...
You're amazing.
No, not you're amazing. Some name calling. You know, I think we've all done name calling every once in a while, right? Every once in a while, right? Like, you're an idiot. You're stupid. What are you thinking, you doofus? Right? And you're good for nothing. Things like that, right?
Ouch. Yes.
That never helps. That never, ever, ever helps. And that was actually one of definitely the biggest tips that I got. Remember when I was saying about don't fight against each other, fight for each other. So you don't want to be using names to call, name calling to tear people down, you know. And when you're, you know, the Bible, when God created the world, he asked Adam to name all the animals. So in a way, we kind of have a power to create and to tear down through our words. And when we use name calling, when we call someone an idiot, when we call someone stupid, when we call someone good for nothing, we're actually kind of creating that in that person, right? And my wife and I were very careful with each other and with our children. When our children don't behave the way we like them to, we never say, you're so bad. Mm-hmm. We never say, you're terrible. You're so naughty. You know, we say, you're better than this. You know, whoa, you're so smart. You know, you are beautiful. You are good. You are kind. This is not who you are.
I wish you would say some of those things about me sometimes.
I do.
No, I really like that. It's so refreshing to hear that you and Linda do that.
I think it's important because, you know, we don't want to tear people down. You know, we want to build people up. And I feel like it's communicating the same thing, but in a more positive way, right?
I feel like it also when you name call someone, it also creates a wall of hurt.
Exactly.
And hurt leads to a lot of other emotions that just, because of you feeling hurt about something, it causes you to, sometimes people go, when you're hurt, you express anger, and mm-hmm. it leads to a lot of other emotions.
Right, definitely, yeah. And for sure, like, when I get name called, it sticks with me. You know, I think a lot of times the names that I was called as a child, those things stick with you, and it takes a long time for you to overcome, and you may never overcome them. So I think we need to be very careful about the words that we speak about people and over people.
Sometimes name-calling is almost worse than physical violence when you think about it, because name-calling hurts you mentally, and oftentimes mental hurts take longer to heal than physical hurts.
That's right. So we hear that this woman and her husband usually recover pretty quickly. Now, again, they are in a happy marriage, right? She starts off saying that they are happily married, but even happily married couples will argue every once in a while. And they do recover pretty quickly, but she's concerned about the effect their fighting might be having on their kids, who are 7 and 10. And her question is, should they be worried? Will the kids get used to it? Now, you guys aren't married, and you guys don't have kids, but you guys did grow up in a family with a mother and a father, right? Did you ever see your parents fight?
Mm-hmm.
And? Did that affect you?
I want to say, ooh, my mom listens to us.
Hi, Mrs. Ho.
I'm like airing the dirty laundry of our family. Gosh, you know what? I feel like what happens is, you know, when you're with somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, people get tired.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're running low on energy, you say things that you don't mean.
Sure.
And to children, you know, it can sound harsher than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I do remember my parents fighting. I feel like everyone does. Everyone's human.
Mm-hmm.
And does it affect me? I feel like, in a way, it does. In a negative way, probably. In a positive way, probably as well.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, I do see them resolving it.
Right.
And it has, later in life, although I never expected it to, given me a scenario or way to resolve things,
mm-hmm.
when I fight with other people.
Right.
Be it friends, family members, and loved ones.
Right. Yeah. I think, as Albert was saying, everybody fights. I mean, my wife and I fight a lot. Well, not a lot. We used to fight every day when we were dating, but after we got married, we fought a lot less, you know. And we do fight every once in a while. I think it just comes from having different personalities and just different habits and different likes and dislikes, and it just happens, you know. But I think, like Albert said, the key is to teach your children and show them how to resolve conflicts, right? Well, let's hear Mr. Dad's advice and Mr. Dad's response to this woman's question.
Yes, you should be worried. And no, the kids won't get used to it. Conflict and disagreements are a normal part of almost any relationship, but what you're describing goes far beyond normal. Children need to feel safe and secure in their home. However, when they see their parents engage in openly hostile conflict, they feel the exact opposite of safe and secure. Children in high-conflict homes have more emotional problems, are more aggressive, and are more likely to be depressed and/or anxious. The fear and confusion they feel as a result of long-term exposure to the stress and insecurity caused by their parents fighting can cause permanent damage to children's brain, negatively affecting their memory and cognitive function, and in some cases, leaving them with symptoms of post-traumatic stress. It can also take a toll on their physical health, leaving them more likely to get sick. Over time, children become sensitive to the fighting and less resilient. Besides that, think of the lessons you're giving them about conflict resolution and how to treat others. Kids learn by watching. What are they learning from you? Watching their parents work through minor, everyday problems sends a strong message to kids that people really can solve problems without throwing tantrums. That's an incredibly valuable lesson that will help them throughout their adult lives.
Well, I don't know how you felt after hearing Mr. Dad's response, but it definitely spoke to me, and it definitely reminded me of several things and kind of got me thinking about the way I handle my own conflicts at home and how I can do better at that. All right, so at the end of the question that this woman asked, she asked, should we be worried or will the kids get used to it? Now, what does Mr. Dad say?
He says, yes, you should be worried. And no, the kids won't get used to it, and that conflict and disagreement are a normal part of almost any relationship. But what you're describing goes far beyond normal.
Mm. So, as we've been saying, conflict and disagreements, we, for the most part, will fight every once in a while with the people around us, right? But what she's describing here, with plenty of yelling, door slamming, and some occasional name calling, goes far beyond normal. And he says that children need to feel safe and secure in their home. I think that's very true. I think a lot of times children are still developing, so they aren't as mature and they're not able to understand as much what's going on. They just see a lot of yelling and a lot of anger. You know, they feel the emotion, but they might not necessarily know what is going on and why the parents are fighting.
Right. I mean, like, I feel like this reflects everything that was said. It's just that, hey, you know, it's okay to feel angry. We all do it. But how you choose to channel that, it really matters.
That's right. And it says, when the children see their parents engage in openly hostile conflict, they feel the exact opposite of safe and secure. Right. What are we talking about when we talk about hostile conflicts, Lena?
Well, hostile conflict is when hostile is a very unfriendly, not liking or agreeing with something. It's very antagonistic. Mm-hmm. It's very kind of worse than just a bad conflict. It's
right.
Very, very unfriendly.
Yeah, it's the opposite of peaceful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of very dangerous, very full of anger. Right, and this conflict is just very full of emotion, and people are exploding, and it can definitely cause the opposite of safe and secure. I know for my own children, sometimes when they see mom and dad fighting, they start crying, you know, or they just kind of shut down. They kind of get very quiet, and you see how this affects them, and we actually have to stop and we say, hey, you know, Alicia, you know, Caitlin, mom and dad are okay. You know, we're just discussing something. And we have to, like, actually kind of tone it back and watch for ourselves, you know, how we are reacting to one another. And we do see that it does affect our children. And it says here that children in high conflict homes have more emotional problems and are more aggressive and are more likely to be depressed and or anxious. So it's actually really serious.
Yeah, you can see in a lot of, I guess, different profiles of a lot of different criminals. A lot of them come from families that are broken, where either their parents are divorced or their father left or mother left, that kind of situation. So you can really see a lot of examples of this, all these emotional problems that are developed from children in high conflict homes.
Right. And it says the fear and confusion they feel as a result of long-term exposure to the stress and insecurity caused by their parents fighting can cause permanent damage to children's brain. That's pretty serious, huh?
That's very serious.
So we see that, you know, here we see that the fact that they're in the room or they hear their parents fighting causes fear and confusion. Now, I asked you all if you'd ever seen your parents fight, right? Do you remember how that made you feel when you saw your parents fight?
Well, actually, when you asked the question before, I was looking at Joy and I was trying to think of a time when we saw our parents fight, and I seem to remember more, like, I think as a person I'm good at sensing tension between two people, and I usually just sense tension between them, but my mom actually, she was sharing with me recently, and she said that she made sure that she never fought in front of the children with my dad, which was, I thought, was something that I really admired about my mom. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, when Joy shot me that confused look of trying to recall a time where we saw them fight, I really can't really recall a time when they fought in front of us.
That's great. Good job, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. That's great. I think that's definitely honorable. I think it is definitely something that I definitely want to be more aware of. I do want to show my children how to resolve conflict, for sure. I think that's definitely an important skill to learn. But whether we should fight in front of them, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. And this actually, I also want to remind people that, you know, husbands and wives, like, don't talk down about your husbands or wives in public or in front of your children. Don't complain about your husband or your wife to other people. You know, if you have a problem with them, deal with it with them. Do not, you know, I think my wife and I, we're very careful about that. And I love that my wife honors me. And I know that even if I'm not around, she's not going to speak badly about me.
Yeah, and I think that was another important point that I thought of while I was reading this article, is that when the children hear these arguments or hear their mother complaining to them about their father, they tend to end up taking sides, and this causes a split between the family because there would be a mom side or a dad side, and it's just not good for family unity.
That's right. So parents, do not drag your children into the fight. Okay, deal with it on your own. We do see here that it does cause a lot of permanent or very serious damage, right? And it might even leave them with symptoms of post-traumatic stress. That sounds super serious. What is post-traumatic stress, Albert?
It's a mental condition in which a person suffers severe anxiety and depression after a very frightening or shocking experience, such as an accident or war. So we have soldiers that go to war, and after the war is over, they have what we call PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. And now we're learning that children can also develop this. I feel like, yeah, this is something that people need to watch out for, because it's been such a long time since I was a kid. But, you know, I remember there was this point in my life where my dad was sick, and I was like, what? My own father gets sick? I thought he was invincible. And, you know, you guys mentioned earlier, like, hey, if the wife or husband is talking bad about each other behind their backs or in front of other people, then, you know, you're tearing them apart and, you know, they don't understand that, hey, it's just people being people.
That's right. So I think it's very important to be very careful. And it can not only affect them emotionally, it can also take a toll on their physical health. And children become sensitive to the fighting and less resilient over time. So they're not as able to quickly bounce back, and they have problems with their physical health. And we're also teaching them some bad lessons about how to fight, right? How to resolve conflicts. When you have a problem with someone, you just yell at them or you call them names. That's not helpful, right? So helping your children to learn how to deal with conflicts without throwing tantrums is very, very important. And that's definitely something I'm working on with my own children. You know, my youngest is 2.5, and she likes to throw a lot of tantrums. But, you know, we try to tell her, you know, don't cry, use your words, try to communicate, right? So it's really important. Again, just the fact is that fighting can be a good thing if you know how to do it well, right, if you're communicating. But, you know, if you shouldn't do it where it's so violent, where it causes fear and anxiety in your children. And I think we can all take a page from the Taylors and learn to not fight in front of your children. This doesn't mean that you should hide conflicts. I think it's important to allow your children to see how you deal with conflicts. But again, we don't want to be yelling and arguing in front of them, causing them fear. Well, we hope that today's lesson and yesterday's lesson was inspiring to you and it gave you some food for thought. We'd love to hear what you think about our lessons. So please do write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. You can also visit our mobile website or check out our QR code for some topic talks videos about today and yesterday's lesson. Well, thanks for joining us today, friends. We'll see you next time. Take care.